You this morning, if you turn to this simple text, John's Gospel, chapter 15, I want to deal with only a couple of verses today, John 15, verse number 12. So good to be saved this morning. If you're willing and able to stand and honor the reading of the Word of God found in John's Gospel, chapter 15, watch these three verses. This is my commandment, that you love one another.
Yes.
Watch this now, as I've loved you. I wonder if he's forgiven you of anything. Shouldn't we forgive others? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life, look, for his friends. Here's an amazing statement. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. You may be seated today. Father, we love you. We thank you for this opportunity. So many sacrifices have been made for our nation. And Lord, our nation is in turmoil today. Our hope is not in a party. Our hope is not in money, but oh God, how we need thee. We pray for America today, that so many people have fought, given their lives for this nation. I pray you'd bless their families. And Lord, as I heard a song this week, may their name today just not be a name on the wall, but may we realize the sacrifice they've given. But Lord, we're here today to magnify the Lord Jesus. You said if he'd be lifted up, you'd draw all men to you. Help us to lift Christ today. Help us to take our mind from the grills and the get-togethers and realize what you've done for us on an old rugged cross. Lord, we love you and we praise you. Thank you for this good church, our people, their kindness. Thank you for our families and our friends, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen. Preaching simply on the thought this morning on remember him. Remember him. He said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Yes.
Three things in these two little verses. I want you to notice, first of all, there is a greater love. There's a greater life. And lastly, there's a greater loyalty. What he said has amazed me in my Bible. The greater love, look at it in verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this. What about the range of his love? He's saying, no man. No man hath no man than this. The greater love, the range of his love, he's ended the statement, and he says, I just can't love you more than I've loved you. Matter of fact, he says, no man's never done more than what I've done, and we should never forget that in our life. Every time we come in the doors of Liberty Baptist Church, it's not about us, but it's about him. What he's done for us, what he's doing, and he's soon to return. This greater love, we see the range of his love hath no man, but then we see the realness of his love. Notice he said that no man. Can I tell you, he was the God-man. He puts himself in our situation. He says, I know where you are, but there's no man never done what the God-man has done. The God-man is the Lord Jesus Christ. What greater love hath a man ever done than what Jesus has done for us? The range of his love, but the realness of his love. I love this text, Isaiah 53 and 3. He is despised and rejected, talking about Jesus. He is rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. You ever been acquainted with grief? Jesus was very much acquainted with grief. And he says this, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isn't that amazing? God put every iniquity you and I would ever do upon his son on an old rugged cross. He is oppressed. He is afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shears is dumb. So he openeth not his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Remember him, the greater love, the range of his love, the realness of the love. God, man, he feels our infirmities. He was afflicted. He was a real man. He's not writing about something he didn't know about. Aren't you glad we got a God that knows where we are this morning? I've heard these boys say they're going to write a book about raising children, but they've never had none. Somebody say amen. But can I tell you, Jesus has walked every mile of the way. He knows what we're going through, our grief, our sorrows, and our infirmities. Oh, what greater love than this. The range of his love, the realness of his love. But I want to say thirdly, there's the rarity of his love. No man than this. Romans 5, verse number 7. There the Bible says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The rarity of his love. No man than this. What a rarity that a man would give his life that others may live. Wouldn't that be amazing? If we all were in a courtroom, we were tried and we become guilty of murder, of many gross sins, and we were guilty to the highest point of the law. They were fixing to put us in an electric chair and end our life. And in steps somebody and says, I'll take their place. I wonder what you would think if somebody would do that for you. But can I tell you, this man has done a lot more for us than that. He died on an old rugged cross and shed his blood. And now we don't have to die and go to hell. I'm glad I'm going to heaven this morning. By grace through faith, thank God. Hallelujah, it is Memorial Day. I'm glad we got somebody to remember this morning. Thank God he's my Savior. Oh, this greater love. The range of his love, the realness of the love, the rarity of his love, but lastly, the reach of his love. Much more than being now justified by his blood. I'll stop right there. The liberal Baptist churches don't want that preached anymore about the blood. But without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Heard one of the great preachers of our day, one of the great authors of our day, said it was not in the blood. I beg his pardon. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. It was holy blood. Mary was conceived by the Holy Ghost, had never known man, and brought forth a perfect child, lived a sinless life, died on a cross and shed perfect blood that you and I could go free. What a Savior. What a text. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. A greater love, but then secondly, a greater life. Look in that text in John 15. Verse 13, John 15, 13. Not only a greater love, but now a greater life. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life. I want to say that he laid it down voluntarily. John's Gospel, turn to left, chapter number 10, a great text, John 10 and 14. He says, I am the good shepherd, and it's none like him. Somebody say amen this morning. I know my sheep. I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Aren't you glad when God saves us, He puts us in a family? It's not a divided family. It's no longer Jew and Gentile, honey. The veil of the temple was rent, and we can get into God by Christ. He's brought us as one together. Whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're red, whether you're blue, Jesus died for you and loves you, and we're all in the same family. Hallelujah. Good to be in the family this morning. The greater life. He laid it down in verse 17 voluntarily. Therefore doeth my Father love me because I lay down my life. The soldiers didn't take his life. He could have called 12 legions of angels at any time to get him off of that cross. But the Bible said he set his face as a flint and went to Calvary. He drank of the bitter cup in the garden. He laid down his life. Can I tell you, he willingly, voluntarily, laid down his life. He laid it down voluntarily. And then verse 18, he laid it down in a vicious way. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. The cross was so vicious. Never been a death really known to man more severe than the cross. I was talking with a young child in a revival service not long ago, and they asked me, they said, Preacher, how did they put Jesus upon that cross? Did they have a ladder? I said, no, the Romans, they would take that cross on the ground. They'd nail their hands and their feet, and they'd have a hole dug, and they'd take that pole, and they'd push it in the hole and stand him up. There his flesh was torn. There the crown of thorns brought blood around his head. There he died a very vicious life. Where he cried, I thirst. When you look at the cross, honey, it's nothing to laugh about. He paid the greatest price that ever could be paid for mankind. He gave it voluntarily. It was very vicious in its approach. But I want to say, thirdly, it was very victorious. Look in verse 18. I love this. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself, and I have power to lay it down. Aren't you glad the Bible didn't stop here? And I have power to take it again. He did get up on the third day. We come on Easter morning to celebrate that great stone was rolled away. He says, I've got power to lay it down, and I've got power to take it up. Buddha can't do that. Confucius can't do that. Muhammad can't do that. But the Lord Jesus did that. You say, how do you know he lives? Because he lives in my heart. He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he goes everywhere I go. Hallelujah. Greater love. Greater life. But y'all look at this lastly. You ever seen this text verse? Back where I read in John 15. Look at your Bible. A greater love, a greater life. But look at this greater loyalty. He says something got my attention. John 15:14, he says, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." I got to thinking about that statement. You know, I could say Brother Lee is my friend, and he is, Brother Adam, Brother David, Brother Mike, I can say that. It's a true statement. But when Brother Lee says the preacher's my friend, Brother Adam says the preacher's my friend, Brother David says he's my friend. See, I'm called Jesus. He's my friend all I want, but I sure am glad he says I'm Ken's friend. He's your friend if you're saved. What a statement. What a Savior. One that hung and died for me, but yet His name is a friend. You say, "How you getting in heaven, preacher?" I got a friend in high places. He paid the price. And I've accepted that, Brother Mark, simply by faith. And I was born again by the sweet grace of God. Greater love, greater life, greater loyalty. Listen to this. He has a friendship that loves. You can tell Him anything. You ever told folks, saying, "I need to confide in you and tell you something"? They run down the Piggly Wiggly at the meat counter and they tell the meat cutter. Somebody say amen. But not this friend. Lord Jesus, we honor You today. Thank You for being our friend. Yes, sir. A greater loyalty, a friendship that loves. And I want to say secondly, a friendship that lives. Boy, I've had some good friends. But they died. Or things have happened. They're no longer really a friend, I guess. But not this friend. He lives forever. You can call Him anytime. I had a friend a few weeks ago. I was in Bowden, phone rung. He said, "Preacher, where are you?" I said, "I'm in Bowden." He said, "Can you come help me a minute?" I said, "Sure." Talking about a friend that loves, a friend that lives. I could have been tied up, couldn't get to Him. I could have been dead and He couldn't call me. Not this friend. Every time I've called Him, He's heard me. There's been times I've wondered, was He there? But lastly, I want to say He's always there because He will always be there. This is what He said in the book of Hebrews. "I will never leave you, right, nor forsake you." You see, on this special day, remember Him. The greater love, the greater life, and the greater loyalty. A friendship that loves, a friendship that lives, then a friendship that lasts. How many friends have we seen buried? Let me share, you come this morning. How many friends we would just long to be able to talk to? Matter of fact, young people, let me tell you something about the older people in this church. You may think they can't do nothing much and not real effective, but let me tell you something they have that They have wisdom. And you ought to use them in your life to help you out. I thank God for the friends that God has given me, but
amen.
The dearest friend I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know, some of the dearest friends I've ever had, and something come up, I'd say something. It broke that friendship, Brother Gary. Brother Adam, it just severed it. I wonder how many times I've offended him. But yet he just keeps on reaching back to me. He just keeps on picking the other end up. I love you, and you're my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Brother David, come lead us, verse that. Michelle, where is that at? Friend we have in Jesus. 341. I knew you'd know where that was. What a blessing. What you need this morning, Memorial Day weekend. Glad I've got a friend. If you've never been saved by the grace of God, it'd be a great weekend to call upon Christ by faith. Because He loves you. He'll be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. My, the friends I buried. But let me tell you, He's already been buried, but it didn't work on Him. He got up on the third day, Brother Rodney. And He lives to make intercession. Let's stand around the house. Would you come this morning? Whatever you need, would you come?
341.
What a God, would you come? He loves you. Would you come while we sing this morning? Thank God we do have one. You got a friend, come talk to him. He cares about you. Sees about you. Lord, for your goodness today. Would you come? Remember Him. Power of His cross. The shedding of His blood.
Amen.
The purity of His flesh. Never been nobody like Him. The golden scepter of His garment. I'm thankful today for the good spirit in our church. It's good to see you here this morning.